Well, a primary held last night in Philadelphia is offering hope to progressives. By a large margin, a longtime civil rights attorney won a seven-way race to become the city's next district attorney. Larry Krasner campaigned on a super progressive platform, promising to turn the criminal justice system on its head. And his victory means an anti-establishment candidate who spent his career fighting against prosecutors will soon lead one of the busiest DA offices in the country. Bobby Allen from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Talking in a courtyard crammed with supporters, Larry Krasner acknowledged the odds he overcame.
We were told it was political suicide to say, I will never seek the death penalty. Yeah! Does that look like political suicide right now?
No! Krasner later told reporters how he wants shorter prison terms for convicted criminals.
Where there is unnecessary incarceration, it necessarily destroys schools. And it destroys rehabilitation of people of the medical condition of addiction. And it destroys individuals, families, and neighborhoods.
With that in-your-face progressive message, Krasner beat out five former prosecutors and a former judge. He's never held office and pitched his outsider status and radically different approach to public safety as key attributes. Krasner wants to end cash bail. He's against the death penalty. He wants fewer people stopped and frisked. And he's bragged about all the cops he's sued over the years.
I have filed 75 civil rights lawsuits in the last 25 years against police for corruption and for physical abuse. I have pursued those cases vigorously, even though it's not the most lucrative thing and doesn't make you especially popular.
It's a message that spoke to C.R. Robinson. Robinson's dad has been incarcerated for decades. He alleges there was prosecutorial misconduct. That has always colored his view of the criminal justice system, and in turn, boosted Robinson's support for Krasner.
Well, he's a DA that's not looking to lock up and throw away the key. He's looking to prevent people from going to prison and keep people out of prison. So for me, he's the people's DA.
Another current in the race, the Trump factor. That's what brought out Michael O'Neill to the polls. He usually doesn't pay attention to local races, but the outcome of the presidential election delivered a jolt. Part of Krasner's platform was to resist the Trump agenda. That message gained a wider audience with the help of a $1.4 million infusion into a political action committee backing Krasner and paid for by billionaire George Soros. However it reached O'Neill, the pitch appealed to him.
The people who were disappointed in the presidential election are able to push back a little bit in this certain way and push back in a way that, you know, sends a message to the state and to the federal level that if we can make things happen at the local level, perhaps next time around we can make things happen at the bigger scale.
Joseph Schwartz studies elections at Temple University, where he's a professor of political science. Schwartz says Krasner's victory could change how DA races are run in other cities dominated by Democrats.
They begin to realize that running hard on law and order is no longer the traditional way to be a viable candidate. I think this may have a profound influence on restraining aggressive district attorneys.
Philadelphia is a one-party city, and yesterday's primary is seen as a de facto victory for Democrats. So that means Krasner, who used to represent people allegedly brutalized by police and members of Black Lives Matter, will soon have to represent crime victims and work with police officers he spent his career suing. Some insiders say that transition might be a little rocky. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.